Hello and good morning from Cork Coffee Roasters. Now, this is in central Cork, centre part of Cork City. It's right by the River Lee, and I'm talking to you on my iPhone while I'm sitting in my regular haunt on a Saturday morning. Now, most of you around the world listening to this will not have a clue what Cork Coffee Roasters is like, so I suppose I could superficially start by saying it's the best place in Cork for coffee. The quality of the coffee here is better than any other. There are some quite good ones in Cork, but if I was put up against a wall and told I could only have one cup of coffee in the rest of my life, I would say it's got to come from here. And as I look around me to my left-hand side, I am looking at cakes. I see glistening cakes, bits of pastry. I even see San Pellegrino juice. I see some kind of Italian bottled water. God knows why they want to sell Italian bottled water in a place like this. And I see up here the menu for espresso. A large 1.250, a regular 1.2 euros. What else would I tell you about? They even do French press coffee, 1.80. And they sell coffee beans that you can grind. They sell a thing called Rebel City Espresso. They also sell another thing called Morning Growler Coffee Blend. That one seems to cost €5.50 for 227 grams, however much that is, I haven't a clue. But basically, this is a coffee place. There's a man sitting next to me reading the Cork News. He also has on the table in front of him a copy of the Guardian newspaper. So it's quite a cosmopolitan place, Cork. You can be reading the local freebie newspaper, but also be reading the Guardian. No doubt, both are being very liberal tendencies. Up on the shelf in front of me, I see a very old weighing scales, one of those very ancient things you had in a shop, which had two sides to it, and you put something down on one side and it balanced against the other, and then you had the amount in the middle. Probably better just to take photographs of this place, but the atmosphere is quiet, it's gentle, they have a tiny little bit of background music which you might be able to hear, and I'm just wanted to introduce you to my haunt. I started doing the boo without really thinking what I was going to say, just simply decided I will look around me and draw your attention to it. There is one thing I do want to tell you in case you happen to be in Cork, that there are photographs on the wall here, pinhole photographs. Some of you photographers will know what that are. They're taken by Rudy, and I can't remember Rudy's second name, Rudy Ramos. Now, Rudy Ramos is a guy I have met before, and I happen to know he's a great photographer. He takes photographs using a set of pinhole and Polaroid. So he uses Polaroid, and he uses pinhole. Now, some of you will know better than I what that is. He's got a website, www.rjrphoto.com. Anyway, that's enough advertising for him. But I just want to thank you for having a listen to this, and hope to see you again with another introduction to the locality of Cork City. See all the best. Bye.